Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's a pleasure being with you today. I just had a show at 3 p.m. Eastern with Navy Wives Radio, and here we are back at 4 p.m. with a very special guest. Richard Jolikhandra is the president and CEO of Technorati, which is an enormous blog search engine, searching tool, and do many, many exciting things. Rich is my guest today, calling in. I guess you're in San Francisco, is that right?
Yes, I am, and hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Well, thank you for joining me. We had the show going on here, and you just popped in about a minute ago, and we're in the chat room. If anyone would like to join the chat, please do. It's on blogtalkradio.com. You could see it on the homepage, and I'm in there with Richard. So you getting ready for the holiday season, winding things down now?
Yeah, I'm definitely ready for a little break here.
So you've been working. So we're on the phone. We're doing a show. It's December 20th. You know, 90% of others are kind of they're off already.
Right.
It's frustrating as a young company growing, and you know we're so busy all the time. And I know that you also, you know, it's such a dynamic company, and there's just so much to do. And the holidays sometimes get in the way. We love holidays, but we have a lot to do. Sometimes they're not coming at the best of times.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's nice to have a break. I mean, one of the great things about the holiday season in the internet media business is that it's one of the few times that almost the entire industry shuts down. And so it is a good time to take a little bit of a break and not lose too much ground. So I'm kind of looking forward to it. My first couple of months here, you know, we've been going, you know, 24/7, and I'm definitely looking forward to relaxing, and have planned my vacation though around where I can get a broadband connection.
All right. Okay. Well, that's good. It also gives you an opportunity to plan ahead, because it's just I know, you know, Blog Talk Radio is a company that I created. We're running a million miles a minute. And it's hard to plan, really, and so you do need a little time. And that's what hopefully you'll have a little time to kind of think through the things you really want to accomplish over the next 3 to 6 months.
Exactly. And that's the right time frame as well. The business just moves so fast that trying to think of what we'll be doing next December is just too far out.
Yeah. So let's talk about when. So you joined Technorati as the CEO. When was that?
My first day was October 1st.
Okay.
So I've literally, you know, by the time I get to the end of this week and go on vacation, that's my first 3 months.
It's like dog years, though, right?
It is. It seems like I've been here a few years already.
So tell me, what is the what did you do before Technorati?
Before Technorati, you know, for the last couple of months, I was just doing some investing and some consulting projects. I was an entrepreneur in residence at Battery Ventures, and it allowed me to work on a few projects with them, as well as look at some other stuff on my own.
I see. So you're an entrepreneur, you're a business builder, and you really want to go into the VC world to be an entrepreneur in residence or a partner of a firm? And
Yeah, well, actually, an entrepreneur in residence is really, you know, your intent isn't to be a VC. It's actually to go off and run something. But what they do is they invite you to come in and, you know, kind of on a very small stipend, allow you to look at, you know, a whole bunch of different projects that might be interesting with the hopes that, you know, at some point they can invest with you in it. So
right.
That's really kind of what the whole entrepreneur in residence gig is about.
Okay. And what drew you to Technorati, you know, to take that position, which is, you know, very complicated business. It's been around a while. There's some competitive challenges to it, and you're coming in at a dynamic time. What motivated you to take the position?
There were a couple of things. First and foremost, you know, Technorati is one of the great brands of the Web 2.0 generation, and I'd followed the company, you know, for a number of years just because of the buzz around it. So when the opportunity came up, I was obviously intrigued to take a close look at it. The other thing I thought that was, there's a couple other things I thought were really unique about it, is it's just, it has a very good size audience that comes to the site on a monthly basis. Last month we had over 11 million unique visitors coming to the site. So it's a pretty sizable audience. Anytime you have a sizable audience like that, it's certainly an interesting business challenge. You know, something else I thought that was very interesting about the company is that today there are literally only two real-time search indexes covering the blogosphere. Essentially, you know, this 29-person startup called Technorati. And then there's this other, you know, 16,000-employee company down in Mountain View that's probably the most successful company in the world. And it's just basically the two of us kind of competing in real-time search. So I thought that was another really interesting challenge, but also a very, very big opportunity.
Now, do you like doing things like climbing Mount Everest and all peaks over 25,000 feet?
Yeah. It's funny you say that because I think you know, a couple of the other opportunities I looked at were certainly what you might call more layup type opportunities. I was very very interested in the opportunity here just because you know there you do have almost a David and Goliath you know situation, but yeah, I think that's also a huge opportunity. I always think there's more room than just for one person.
Right, and that was one of my questions, and I wanted to get to because there really is no one else in the space. I was thinking about it. Yahoo's not in it, and there aren't any others. And you, of course, have the Technorati widgets, which they did a good job in getting this all out there, and that's driving a lot of brand and traffic as well. And I don't that's very strategic.
Yeah, no doubt. And as I alluded to earlier, it's you know, Technorati was one of the first great brands of the Web 2.0 you know generation, and so I think you know there was a bit of a first mover advantage in terms of the brand awareness. So you know, like I said, it's it was a great opportunity for me to come in and be a part of a great brand and see where we can take it and see if we can make it greater.
Well, I'll tell you, as just a private, a personal story, when I created Blog Talk Radio, which is now last in July, August of 2006, we launched. 2 months earlier, when I came up with the idea of creating this live interactive conversation that's archived and so on, I didn't know much about blogging. I was in the telecom business, and that's what Blog Talk Radio is based on. It's a telecom infrastructure.
Uh-huh.
So I knew nothing about blogging, really, and I found someone told me about Technorati, and I went on it, and really that was the site I parked in for months because that's the place where I learned about it and understood who's relevant and who's not relevant and the types of conversations going on, and I just could never get that from Google. Google has you know certainly is a very broad platform and very you know it's got a lot of functionality. But Technorati was able to really give me the types of information that I needed to understand what was going on in the blogosphere. Is that what you feel? You feel you're just that much more, you're that much deeper when it comes to, you know, clarifying what's going on, the conversations actually taking place on the blogosphere?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think that you kind of started getting on it. In reality, I mean, there's no question that that Google is you know the premier search engine for pretty much anything that you want to find in any area or vertical or niche or whatever. I think where Technorati has been able to carve out a nice little niche is really you know in the blogosphere and trying to be the most relevant just within blogs. You know, they certainly do a very good job in that, in the blog arena as well. But as I said, there's just basically two of us that are covering it, and I think we had a little bit of a head start on them. So, you know, it's interesting. It's always good to have competition. You know, it keeps you on your toes, and it keeps you moving faster.
Yeah, no question. So let's talk about, you had a lot of new features you rolled out. I saw the homepage, and we had talked at Blog World Expo, and we talked about maybe Technorati even doing a show and having a show about what's happening there. And I think it's still a good idea. But you were waiting for the site launch. So I read the TechCrunch piece with Arrington. What have you done now? At least I know, of course, you're only there a few months, but why don't you describe what you're doing and where do you want to take Technorati? I mean, how do you want to reestablish it as the leading platform for blog searching?
Well, I think it's funny you mentioned the first time we talked. I had literally been on the job, a handful of weeks, and it's amazing what like another month and a half, what a difference that makes. Because I actually feel like I almost know what I'm talking about now.
Right.
Whereas then I was kind of like still trying to find the paper clips and where the men's room was.
Well, that's why you're on the show now, because now you're a credible guest. Before that, no.
I think you're stretching it by saying I'm credible, but I'll take whatever I can get.
Okay.
I think that was one of the things before I even came into the company. I come from a media publishing background, and one of the things that I had seen right even before I joined the company was that there was a great opportunity to kind of create a better publishing experience. Taking advantage of all the data and content and all the utility and just improving the user experience a little bit better to really satisfy, the core constituents. Obviously you have the bloggers, and I think, with the launch of Blogger Central, that was a really, kind of back to basics, bringing a lot of what Technorati has for bloggers front row and center in a very easy to find channel. And I want to come back to Blogger Central in a second, but I want to talk about the other constituencies as well. The second constituency is actually the vast majority of our audience, and those are people that just want to read blogs and follow conversations that are happening in the blogosphere. And this is a really important constituency as well, just because it is the majority of the audience. So what we try to do is create a little bit better reading experience, and in a lot of ways it goes back to serving that first constituency of bloggers too, because one of the things that we did to improve the reading experience is we launched a new piece of technology called the Percolator, which is really about going, deep into the real-time index and finding the blog posts that are getting attention. So it's not, normally the index, our index is about recency and the thing that's the latest thing that's been posted and attaching some authority onto it. But really, the Percolator takes that a step further and really highlights the topics that are being discussed and gaining, rising attention. So it could be a blog post that's gaining attention from other bloggers. It could be a piece of mainstream media that's gaining attention. That's really what the Percolator is about. It's a great piece of technology in that it created a better experience both for bloggers as well as the readers of blogs. The third constituency that I think is always important to remember that somebody's got to pay the bills, and we have a lot of advertising and marketing partners, and we think the new redesign is quite good for them and better experience for an advertiser to get closer to the global conversation.
Right, so you really are facilitating a conversation of what's percolating. And also, when you said on major media, you're talking about just what's coming on online or what's being discussed on, offline that's coming through the Percolator?
Yeah, so, I'm glad you raised that because, one of the things we didn't want to do is we don't want to just be like another news site that uses, AP feeds and has editorial or like that. That wasn't the purpose of having mainstream media in there. The real thing about what the Percolator does is it's looking for mainstream media that bloggers are talking about. So specifically, if a blogger isn't talking about the story, and that, you know, there's not going to be any mainstream media in there. So really it's about mainstream media that bloggers are writing posts about, linking to, you know, all those types of conversations that surround a piece of mainstream media.
Now, some of the problems, we've had problems before you arrived, so we could talk about the problems that happened before you arrived.
Sure.
Okay, good. You know, when you go to the site and it's down, and recently Twitter's been down quite a bit too. I mean, so obviously this is new technologies, and maybe you didn't have the there wasn't enough capacity, and there were issues with Technorati being down at periods of time. And when you're used to, when you're relying on these tools and they're down, it's frustrating. And I know as well, sometimes Blog Talk Radio is not up. But when I sometimes, when I'm searching for Blog Talk Radio, for example, on Technorati, I'll get like 5,000 reference points. For example, and if I search Blog Talk Radio on Google Blog Search, I get 110,000 reference points. And sometimes I search on Technorati and I get nothing came back. Are you still sorting through the scale issues about, you know, the servers and infrastructure? Is that one of the points you're addressing as well?
Yeah, I mean, clearly, you know, as much as when you launch a new site, you know, there's a lot of focus on the external. But certainly behind the curtains, we're doing a lot, you know, to shore up the infrastructure. I think in the past, you know, there certainly were some well-documented problems, some of which were out of our control, like when 365 Main, you know, blows a few gaskets and knocks out a couple big sites, us being one of them. You know, that's completely out of our control. There were certainly some things that were in our control. You know, I think we have gotten some of those things back, you know, the way we want them. So, for example, in October, we had 100% uptime, which was probably the first time in the company's history that we'd had 100% uptime. So they really have gotten their arms around some of the performance issues. In terms of, you know, the quality of results and things like that, I mean, that is just a continuous process. It really is. I mean, you're never done with it, and there's, you know, certainly wrenches that get thrown into the spokes and whatnot, but, you know, that is a big area for investment in 2008 just to make sure that we can maintain, you know, the lead that we've built.
Right, and one of the comments in the chat room is Google Blog indexed an hour update to my BTR page in just under an hour today. So, for example, when someone creates a show on Blog Talk Radio, even when you create the show, it's a blog post, and they're indexed for SEO, and Google's picking them up, and that's one of the reasons why Google has so many more than Technorati. So I would imagine sometimes it's a challenge to have properly indexed, you know, where Technorati's properly indexing these sites.
Well, just to kind of put it in perspective, we're indexing about 65,000 blog posts per hour. And with those blog posts, about 4 million fresh links per hour. The volume is incredible.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and one thing I would point out in terms of, it's not necessarily the volume of posts that's important, because one of the things that we found over time is that there's a tremendous amount of spam from splogs and you know, other unwanted sources. So for us, it's not about the volume so much as it is about the quality. In fact, you know, there are times when 90%+ of all the stuff coming through and being, you know, all the pings that we're getting is spam. So that's one thing that we've really had a big focus on in the past and continue, you know, as we speak now, is to make sure that we, you know, just aren't concerned with the volume. But more the quality, ensuring that there's not a lot of spam in the index.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm going to take the advantage of saying, you know, have an opportunity for your team to look at what Blog Talk Radio is doing, because we are creating thousands of blog posts of legitimate content that we'd love to have, you know, fully vetted out through Technorati. So it's definitely something we can talk about, and offline we'll do that.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to have that conversation with you.
Yeah, it'd be great. Now, so it's 6 months down the road. I see, you know, you've incorporated as well video into the home page. You're sorting out, you're indexing video. What about audio? Have you thought about audio in the past? And, you know, is that part of the equation for you?
Well, there's probably, you know, I wouldn't even limit it to audio or video or, you know, anything like that. There's a million things we'd probably love to do. It's really remembering that we're a 29-person startup.
Yeah.
You have a wish list, and then you kind of have to identify and prioritize, you know, which ones you can do and in what time frame. So certainly, you know, we're looking at everything, including audio, as to what to index. I think the reasons that video and images have been quite easy is just there's so many people linking to them. So it's really easy to look at a social media object. So, for example, on the index, I think we've got way over 300 million social media objects, primarily videos and images that are indexed. But, you know, I'd love to discuss the audio because, you know, one of the things I've seen about Blog Talk Radio is the audience has been growing. So there's clearly a desire and an interest from the blogosphere and fans of blogs. That are listening.
Yeah, well, we've experienced, since we had our site relaunched, we've produced 42,000 broadcasts. We've done 6,000 in November, and just between, we launched the new site design, which was more of a community with images, chat, and so on, we've doubled every metric since September. So clearly the blogosphere, the bloggers are the hosts on the network, which are bloggers, which is directly in line with what Technorati is all about, are looking for another outlet, another avenue to interact with their audience.
Yep.
And that's what we're all about, is conversation. We're having them like we're having now, and then that, of course, is available. I wanted to talk a little about the business aspect of knowing what the VC world wants. Of course, you were part with Bet, you know, you were involved. You're a businessman. You're an entrepreneur. And then kind of interact, how that works with the company, and it struck a chord with me when you said, you know, we'd love to do everything, but hey, someone has to pay for this, and we only have 29 people, so we have to be focused. What's that challenge like, and how, you know, maybe you can explain a little from a perspective as a CEO entrepreneur when you're approaching a very dynamic, move, very competitive, very very fast moving environment.
I think you even mentioned a couple of things in the preamble there, that it really is about focus. You really have to kind of prioritize the things that are going to give you the highest ROI. And it's not just the highest financial ROI. You always have to, particularly in the internet, and even more so in the blogosphere, have to really listen to the audience. And get an ROI with everything you do with the audience. But then at the same time, you also have to look at, you know, all the other things that go into running a business. Obviously, you need to create revenue and you need to control cost. And, you know, the one thing I've learned in my short time at Technorati is this is a very, very complex enterprise to run a real-time search engine with, you know, the limited resources that we have. It's funny because Technorati has such a strong brand. There's a lot of people who have a lot of affinity for it, but it's also an easy one to pick on. And sometimes I just wish that people understood how complex an operation we're actually running here, and give us a little bit of a little slack or whatever, because we're literally competing against that behemoth down in Mountain View.
Right, and there's no question, and I'm one that certainly understands that. And a lot of people, the bloggers are out there, and they're not commercially, you know, they're not commercial animals, so to speak. They have their blogs, they have their Google, they're getting certain sponsorships, but, you know, and they want everything now, and they want it with every feature they could possibly think of. And
yep, yep.
You can't, that doesn't translate into what the advertisers are willing to pay for. And there's something complex. I mean, that's a whole dynamic that I've learned. I mean, I've been in this now for 15 months, and it's clearly a dynamic that's going to have to be much better understood in the next coming years, is how really good content is being compensated on the web and where publishers are going to get real true value for what they're contributing.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting, though, that I think that there are a growing number of bloggers who have kind of figured out the business side of it. certainly there are the famous, you know, branded blogs out there today, you know, like Perez Hilton or Huffington Post or TechCrunch or some of those that have really figured out the business side of it. I think, you know, the more history that we put behind us, I think more and more bloggers are going to start understanding, you know, what the business opportunities are for creating great content, as well as some of the challenges to keep creating great content. I mean, that's no easy feat in itself.
No, it's a challenge for sure. I think what you do with the authority, I mean, if you look at Google Blog Search and you look at Technorati, there are clear differentiators in terms of the types of things that you are, you know, you're offering the community in terms of information. And Google hasn't gotten there yet. Maybe they will at some point. But that's clearly, apart from your brand and this widget policy you had, which Sifri had, which was a great move, is clearly, you know, should be helpful at this point.
Yep. Like I said, we're continuing on, and you can't really sleep.
No, you can't. So, Richard Chalicondra has been my guest today on Blog Talk Radio. We have a few more moments. The number is 347-677-0649. We have a show that's going on now. Have you heard of The Fly Lady?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, The Fly Lady, her name is Marla, and she's the largest Yahoo group group. She's got 460,000 people in her Yahoo groups.
Wow.
The next closest is 50,000, which is some Harry Potter group.
Wait, what is she doing to attract all those people?
So she has flylady.net, and she's into she's into anti-clutter. She helps women with their home and food and kids, and she has mission statements. She's amazing. She's the anti-Martha Stewart, and it's all web-based, and she sells a lot of product on her site, but she's doing a show on Blog Talk Radio, and she came here in September, and she's doing a show now on another. We run up to 75 at any given time on Blog Talk Radio, but she's doing a show. She'll have 70. She could have 2,000 live listeners who are clicking the button and listening to her show, and maybe around 20,000 downloads after the show.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a huge number.
That's, talk about a conversation.
Yeah, exactly. And she's having them in the chat room. She has about 250 people in the chat room. And if I asked her what Technorati was, she would have no idea. And this is a person that doesn't go on Facebook, but she has an enormous community on Yahoo. So there's an enormous, I think, I mean, and I've learned it from Blog Talk Radio, because a lot of our audience, I mean, we have obviously many bloggers, but people like Marla, they don't know who Technorati is. So there's a big opportunity for Technorati to further its brand into other areas that they haven't yet seen.
I absolutely think you're right. And I just look at the growth of our audience in the past 12 months, and it's basically more than doubled. And I know that it's not just not bloggers. I think it's people who are just learning, about following the conversation in
right. Blogs. Well, we have a call, so let's take one quickly. 602, you're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Alan. It's Susan Haywood in Phoenix. I've been chatting in the chat room, so I figured I'd call in.
Sure.
I love Technorati. I've been on Technorati since 2003, and I've been a Fly Lady or about Fly Baby since 2006, so I've actually been more of a fan of Technorati for longer, but I think that there's a tremendous potential to mainstream it, like you were just saying. I have been blogging for a while, but I think that as more and more people have the tools like Blog Talk Radio and some of the other platforms that allow them to do text blogs, that it will be easier for people that aren't as technical to get on and to kind of integrate all that together. Do you see that growing as a social media component in Technorati?
You mean specifically the audio part?
Well, the audio or the kind of merging, like one question I had was, can we claim when we get the audio blogs or even the text portion of the BTR blogs, can we claim those like we claim our other blogs on Technorati?
You know, I mean, it's something I got to look into.
It should be, because they are blog posts. They're just not indexed yet there in Technorati.
And it's certainly, the engine has been designed really to spider text. And so we'd have to actually think about how we would index that from a technological standpoint. But you know, just like, looking at Blog Talk Radio's growth, you know, it's certainly an area we got to look at.
Well, the text, the descriptions of the shows are, in fact, text. They are blog posts. They're just technorati. We'll just work that offline. So thank you, Susan, for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. That is about our show. We've kind of wrapped up. We had a half hour, and I enjoyed talking with you.
Alan, absolutely. A pleasure every time.
Yeah, I appreciate it. So maybe we'll revisit this down the road a bit. Maybe we'll get you on Blog Talk Radio, and I'll be a guest on your show.
I hope I have enough time to do a show somewhere down the road.
Well, hope so, too. So we look forward to speaking to you. My guest has been Richard Jolikhandra, from CEO of Technorati. Hope everyone has a great holiday and rest up, and let's get back to on January 1st with great challenges and opportunities in the coming year. Thank you.
Alan, have a great holiday season.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.